Welcome to episode 0 of the Bon Bon Show. Today is January 12th, 2025. I am one of your hosts, Aaron. A quick shout out and thanks to all of our friends, family, and guests who stumble upon this little podcast of ours. We appreciate you taking your time out of your day to take a listen. We appreciate it so very much.
Hello, everyone. I'm the other host, Kirk. Happy to have you here, listening to episode 0 of the Bon Bon Show. The topic of today's episode is all about the hosts, Aaron and I. Who are these dudes, and why are we hosting a podcast together? What is this podcast about? All these questions and more will be answered today.
Very important questions, indeed. And who am I? That's such a deep question to be asking at this point in my life. let me go in a quick little backstory of who I am and how Kirk and I met one another and kind of what keeps us bonded as the years go by. So as previously stated, my name is Aaron. I grew up in a smallish town in Canada outside of a big city. Spent most of my life there and moved into the big city after I graduated university. I graduated university with a bachelor's degree in international business, which I haven't really used up until this point. It's gotten me a job, but I don't work in any international capacity whatsoever, though I do have lots of international experience, which I'll allude to in just a little bit. My interests and pastimes as of late kind of changed a little bit as opposed to when I was kind of growing up into my early adult years. I find my pastimes and things that I enjoy changing slightly, not entirely though, but being Canadian, we are of the stereotype of everyone being able to play and watch hockey. And while I did play hockey growing up a little bit, not in any official capacity, mostly just like shinny hockey outside with friends and family. I did watch a lot of hockey, but recently, as of last year, my favorite hockey team is no longer. I won't go into the details of that, but if you ever do want to talk about it, you can. But I find myself not being as interested in hockey right now. I think I'm in the mourning phase of losing my favorite team, so I've just kind of removed myself from hockey right now. But I do enjoy watching basketball with my family. That's something that we've bonded together with, so I do enjoy that. And I did grow up playing basketball, and I will say that we won the championship in grade 9, so shout out to my grade 9 team. Thanks for
like 30 years
for winning me a championship. I've started getting back into running recently, so trying to get a little bit healthier, but now that it's winter, I find myself not running as much or at all anymore. I enjoyed that last year and hope to continue that on in the spring. I think the biggest thing for Kirk and I is definitely gaming. Quick story on how that started for me. My parents gave me a regular Nintendo back in the day. It was actually it's kind of like a sports edition. It came with a sports package. So it was a volleyball game, a soccer game, and it actually had the 4-player multi-tap included. So it came with 4 controllers in addition to those 2 games, because those were 4-player games. Wow. I didn't know anyone else that had that 4-player multi-tap. So it was kind of a unique gift from my parents, and it was the only gift that they ever gave me that was related to video games. I think my dad saw how much time I was spending with video games and probably immediately regretted it. But luckily my uncle knew that I liked games, and so he owned a pawn shop and a video arcade. And so every winter or at Christmas time, he would gift me the newest Nintendo console. So that's how I got Super Nintendo and Nintendo 64. And then I would spend my summers visiting family. And so that's that's kind of my love for arcades grew because of my uncle owning his own arcade. And that was a really cool and special time and cool memories that I was able to, you know, keep until this day. And that's why I also enjoy going to the arcade when I'm in Japan. And I enjoyed going to the arcade when I was in Canada here, but finding arcades that cater to my interests are almost impossible to find here now. Still possible to find and enjoy in Japan, but not so much in Canada anymore. And the biggest thing that I enjoy is traveling. Japan obviously being the number one place that I like to go. I'll talk about that just a little bit. But the last thing I wanted to say in terms of interest was I will be starting violin lessons on Ooh. Monday. So that will be a brand new thing for me. I've always enjoyed going to the symphony and listening to classical music. But I used to play the piano and I play the melodica now, just to keep that going, but I will start violin lessons on Monday. So looking forward to that. And, yeah, just to wrap things up, I did have some Japanese living experience. I was on the JET program for a year in Hokkaido. I was on the working holiday visa program, which I also lived in Hokkaido. And then I have some study abroad in Aichi Prefecture close to Nagoya City. I did that just before pre-COVID. And then I think it's almost close to 15 individual trips to Japan at this point. So
wow,
I've covered about 75% of all prefectures in Japan. My goal is to hit up all 100%. So I'm getting close over the next 47 few years.
Of them.
Yep, all of them will have seen my feet in at least one region or the other. So I'm looking forward to that. And in regards to what I like most about Japan and what kind of brings Kirk and I together and one of our shared passions, definitely Japan. I love the onsen. Definitely just... there's lots of stories I can share about the onsen, but just the overall feeling I get is just so much relaxation and just peace and just personal enjoyment and a time to just kind of be with myself and my thoughts and just kind of chill. And I enjoy that experience. From the food side, ramen is definitely my favorite bowl of noodles to eat there. Again, that's a topic for another day.
Yes, you'll be definitely talking about.
Dive into, which... foreshadowing into udon. Foreshadowing into another I guess topic of ours. And I just love being there, the politeness. I love following rules, and Japan is a very rule following society, and I love rules. And so that's another thing that I love amongst a ton of other things. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of a flair of who I am. But I'll bounce it over to Kirk to share you a little bit about himself.
Hey, Aaron, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Some of that information you shared, it's the first time I'm learning about it. But most of it I do know. I also have the similar goal of visiting all the prefectures. I may be around halfway, or a little bit over halfway now. But definitely next time you're in Japan, we'll meet up again.
Hokkaido.
In the summer, that's fine.
winter.
No, thank you. All right, a little bit about me. For those who don't know, my name is Kirk. I am from Kingston, Jamaica, and I'm living in Japan for a few years now. I have an undergrad IT degree. I started the JET program, or I was on the JET program before, so that's another thing Aaron and I have in common. Both of us were JET program though. Participants. because of COVID, I actually stayed on the JET program for 6 years when it's usually 5 years. And I was in Shimane on a very tiny island in the Oki Islands called Amatown. I'll talk more about that maybe later in future episodes. And right now I'm attending graduate school in Hiroshima. And I'm studying international education development. So Aaron did international business, and I'm doing international education. Interesting. I've always been interested in tech. I'm a huge tech buff. It started when my mom got me like a PC for doing well in my high school leaving exams. that PC opened like the world to me, to be honest. I learned how to pull that thing apart and put it back together. I learned to design websites. I learned programming. I did a lot of like online exploration. It was amazing. And one of those interests, of course, was gaming. I also like cars. I like anime. I like tech, as I said, trains. And pretty soon, maybe in my teens, I realized that, yo, gaming, Japan, cars, Japan, anime, mm-hmm. Japan, like Japan. So much of my my interests was linked to Japan. So I started learning about this country and just kind of wondering one day I'd be able to visit, which I did for the first time in 2011. And that's a story for another time as well of how I saved my money for like 2 years. But back earlier than that, I started a blog, jamaipanese.com, in 2006. I was, I don't know, 20 years old, I think, at the time, barely out of my teens, designing my own websites and blogs and stuff. And that's how I originally met Aaron, commenting on my blog and talking about Japan and his time on JET in Hokkaido. When did you go on JET, Aaron? What year?
I was 2012 and 2013 on JET. Yeah. So it was before you, yeah.
Yes, I remember that was one of the original things. I was looking for people that had been on JET and what their experiences were like. And you also surfed into my blog, I remember. And it was just like, wow, you know. So I went on JET a few years after. And, you know, we'd play games and stuff and just interact via my blog and via our shared interests. So yeah, I've traveled around Japan extensively as well. Maybe not as extensively as Aaron because I've been avoiding the north. but some of my favorite places include Mount Fuji. I climbed Mount Fuji all the way to the top before. I've done the Shimaname Kaido cycling route, which is a cycling route between Ehime and Hiroshima a couple times, I think 3 or 4 times now. And I really love the Oki Islands because that's where I lived for most of my time in Japan. It's beautiful. It's untouched, pristine nature. Like, it's amazing. Like, my idea of Japan and my experiences have mostly been in like rural, small town areas. I don't have that big city Japan experience that many people, other people have or equate to Japan. So like this city that I live in now is the biggest city I've lived in Japan. Like my city back home, Kingston, Jamaica, is larger than many of the cities I've lived in here. So yeah, to touch on stuff that Aaron mentioned, I've never been to an onsen because I am so self-conscious. I may or may not have tried multiple times, but got scared right at the entrance and be like, nope, I can't do it. But I don't know, maybe one day I'll be able to relax and just go to the onsen with strangers, and that's normal. My favorite thing about living in Japan is that I feel so safe. I feel like people respect each other's spaces and time. And I'm also kind of like, maybe not too crazy, but I also like the fact that things are kind of organized and people follow rules for the most part. And yeah, I really enjoy living here at this time. I don't see myself leaving, but I don't know, we'll see what happens in the future. And yeah, that's a little bit about me.
I gotta ask about the was for gaming, was the PC that your mom got you, was like, that was the, did you play games on things prior to getting that PC from your mom, or was PC gaming kind of like your first foray into gaming?
Yeah, I never owned a console myself, but many of my friends, my uncles too, had like Super Nintendos and Nintendos and Ataris. And I felt like maybe when I was growing up, unlike now where the new game comes out and we can immediately get it in Jamaica, I feel like back in when I was a child, we were always like 5 to 10 years behind whatever was the new shit. So when everyone had Super Nintendos, we were playing with Nintendo still. But as the years went by, we got more exposed. So like I lived in like a big neighborhood and everyone kind of knew everyone. So there was always someone with a Super Nintendo or a Nintendo, and then a PlayStation. I had a Game Boy. And yeah, we always kind of lived as a community. So we'd go over to our friend's house and play multiplayer game. Yeah. I remember like Killer Instinct on the Super Nintendo was crazy competitive for us. And all the way up to like Smash Brothers on the N64 and stuff. Yeah.
I can just imagine everyone just, even like with my friends too, you'd have a whole bunch of friends in one room just cramming over a little TV, wanting to take turns and, oh, you died. Okay, it's my turn. It's my turn.
Exactly.
I
just yep.
Imagine the same sort of thing for you too.
Definitely. Like picture 10, 12 kids all lined up one after the other. And if you were that kid that was always winning, you would play for longer and only the loser would have to pass the controller. I miss those things about gaming, like split screen, Mario Kart and stuff like that was amazing.
Yeah, that was the only way to play games together, was being together in the same room as opposed to today, where it's very different.
Yeah. So yeah, that's enough of our babbling. Did you want to add anything else, Aaron?
No, I'm looking forward to meeting you in Hokkaido one winter, and we can enjoy the snow and build snowmen together. It'll be so much fun.
I don't know about that. I'm going to Hokkaido in the summer, not even the spring or the fall, in the summer.
It's so nice. One of these days we're going to get Kirk into some snow, and he's going to have this revelation and be like, oh, I should have been enjoying this so much sooner.
But no,
thank you, Aaron, for introducing it to me and pulling me here, because my life is forever changed. I'm sure those words will come out of your mouth at some point.
we will see. We will see. But yeah, thank you guys for listening to episode 0 of the Bon Bon podcast. It was a pleasure recording this. We're by no means professionals, but we're doing our best to see what we can do. We have a lot of topics planned. For example, we want to talk about video games, obviously. Monster Hunter Wilds is coming out soon, so maybe we'll make the next episode about that. What else do we want to talk about, Aaron?
Yeah, I think video games, for sure, Monster Hunter. I know there'll be other games in 2025 that we'll probably want to touch on that either Kirk will be playing and super interested in, or maybe some games that will come from me that I've been playing, because our gaming interests do overlap, but there's definitely some games and genres that we do enjoy individually as well. So we can hopefully either enjoy those with you at the same time, or we can introduce you to some new games that you might not have been aware of previously. And then other things that we enjoy together, Japan obviously being the biggest one. So we'll hopefully do some discussions around what it's like to visit Japan as opposed to living there, as it's quite a bit different for sure. And then things like, ranking our favorite konbini, what our favorite foods are at those konbinis, getting around Japan, taking the Shinkansen, the bullet trains, as opposed to local trains or flying, or what it's like to ride ferries or take night buses. We hope to share a lot of cool and valuable travel tips and living tips with you in Japan. And hopefully you can, learn something and enjoying in the discussion as well, and we can learn something from you, our important listener, and just have a nice open dialogue and just share with one another and create a nice welcoming community for everyone. So we look forward to building that with you and just having nice conversations with each other, of course, and nice conversations with you, our listener.
Yeah, sounds amazing. Like right now we're gonna create like a YouTube channel for the podcast episodes, but in the future we're gonna try to get stuff on like Spotify and all the other podcast stuff. We're figuring it out as we go. But like we are planning to also have like video episodes in the future, where when Aaron comes to Japan, or maybe I'll go to Canada, we can have like actually live, not live, but like recorded videos that you can watch, not just listen on YouTube and stuff. So yeah, lots to come in, lots in store from the Bon Bon podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the first episode, and we're excited for you to listen to more. Please subscribe, like, find us on all the platforms, check out the show notes and more.
Thanks, everyone.